Wisconsin ranks last in the country for providing free legal counsel to the poor. Under the state's current rules, if you're charged with a misdemeanor and you're a single person making $59 a week, you still don't qualify to have the state pay for your defense. That's 30% of the federal poverty level. If passed, the new approach would apply W-2 standards and provide public defenders to anyone earning 115% of the federal poverty level. State Public Defender Nick Chiarkas says that will save money in the long run because counties are now appointing private attorneys for many who don't meet the old guidelines.
There are attorneys being appointed at county expense at $70 an hour, $90 an hour, and $100 an hour. We appoint at $40 an hour. As a taxpayer, I don't care if my money's going to taxes at the county or taxes at the state. I would like the same services provided better for less money.
County court clerks around the state agree. Milwaukee clerk John Barrett says the new system will also result in speedier trials because judges won't have to hold special hearings to determine if someone is eligible.
Stop churning of court cases. Stop clogging of court calendars. It provides a lot of additional benefits than just to the individual litigant.
The new legal aid poverty level would cost state taxpayers about $5 million a year and boost the number of people qualifying for public defenders by about 15,000. If it passes, it won't go into effect until 2009. If it does, it will be the first time legal aid poverty guidelines have been changed since 1987. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.